you gotta help me out here. Ek poru amenu autu. And when he was going out, ek to yeru, from the temple, lege, he says auto to him, haste, one. So one says to him, one ton mathe ton autu of his disciples says to him, didaskale, teacher, ida, behold, paramoi, lithoi, what sort of stones, kai paramai, parapai, oikodomai, and what sort of buildings? In other words, admire the...
Golly,
admire the temple. Verse 2, and Jesus said to him, you see these great buildings, and then there's a question mark at the end. Do you see these great oikodomas, buildings? Ume afethe hoda lithos epi lithon. Afethe. What is that, Bilson? Fiemi? Will not be left. A stone upon stone will not be left here. Hos which, ume kataluthe, which is not destroyed. And that's from kataluo. So no stone will be left on stone which has not been destroyed. And kathe menu autu, and when he was sitting, ace to ta oris, to the mount ton elion of olives, kat enanti, before to yeru, the temple, epe rota, he asked auton him, kat idion, according, what does that mean? Kat idion. What?
Privately.
Oh, yeah, okay. To himself, okay. And now comes the subject. Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately from the Mount of Olives. So that's why this is often called the Olivet Discourse. And they said, to us, when will these things be, and what is the sign when these things are about to be completed, all things? So, two questions, when and what is the sign? And Jesus began to say to them, blepeta, look, me tis humas planese, let no one deceive you. May no one deceive you. Many elusantai will come epi to anamati mu on my name legantis, saying that I am, and many they will deceive. They will deceive many. So many will come in my name, and they will deceive many. But when you hear polemus, wars, and akoas, and hearings polemon of wars, may throw asta, has to be something like don't tremble. What does that mean, Wilson? Be disturbed? Shake? Don't shake. It is necessary to happen, but not yet is the end. And then verse 8, for nation will be raised against nation. Notice that future passive, eger theseta. Nation will be raised against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be seismoi, shakings, kata tapus, in all the places, or according to place after place. There will be limoi. Forgot what that means. What does that mean? Famines. Arche, the beginning, odinon, of the birth pangs. Tauta. These are the beginning of the birth pangs. That odinon is kind of interesting. That implies then something is going to be given birth to. So, in other words, there's hope on the other side. And then verse 9, consider yourselves. They will hand you over to the Sanhedrin and to the synagogues. Dar Asesta, you will be, what does that mean? Dragged? You will be dragged to synagogues and on rulers and kings, or before rulers and kings, you will be stationed. Henican, for the sake of me, ace martyrion autois, for a witness to them. Notice that word to be handed over, paradidomi, at the beginning of verse 9. That's the same word that's used with Jesus being handed over. So just as Jesus was handed over, so his disciples are handed over. And notice this presupposes that there's going to be some history between his resurrection and the second advent, because there's got to be time for his disciples to be handed over to kings and rulers and Gentiles and everybody. So this idea that he expected it to happen immediately is, you know, there are a lot of passages like this where Jesus indicates there'll be a time lapse. And then verse 10, and to all the nations first it is necessary that the gospel be preached. There's your normal word for preach, keruso. This is a passive infinitive, aorist, and then the euangelion, the gospel be preached. So that's the sign of the end. You see wars and you see famines, and you disciples get persecuted. Those are all signs. But one of the signs people forget is the gospel is preached to the ends of the to all nations. And so as you see the gospel being preached to all nations, you're seeing a sign of the second coming. Verse 11, and when they lead you, handing you over, may promerimnata, don't be disturbed that merimnata and the pro beforehand, ti la leseta, what you will say, but ha'eon, whatever is given to you in that time, or what, ha'eon, what if, whatever is given to you in that hour, this you will say. So the idea here is that God will strengthen you to make the good confession. You know, we often worry, what if we're put on the spot and we got to confess before, you know, Emperor Charles V? Are we going to melt, or are we going to say, here I stand? And Jesus is saying, God will give you the strength to make the good confession. You'll say what that is. For you are not the ones who are speaking, but the Holy Spirit. So that the confession that the martyrs make is a testimony to the surrounding people. It's one of the ways that God has of spreading the gospel. Even the enemies get to hear the gospel as they're burning you at the stake. And then verse 12, and brother will hand over brother into death, and father child, and the children ep anastasanti, they will stand against parents, and they will put them to death. children will put their parents to death, and you will be misumenoi, hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end, this one will be saved. So that would, you know, how do you preach this passage? What to, you know, get the people ready to undergo great persecution. And the time to get them ready for that is not when the persecution starts, but ahead of time, so that when it does start, you're ready for it. And the promise is that the one who remains till the end will be saved. Okay, thank you.